Storm-bruised clouds, heavy and lowering, drop teeming rain into the howling March wind, slanting in from the northwest to batter the last of winter's snow that clung to the stones of Redwall Abbey. Inside the gatehouse, it was snug and warm, though there was not much room. All the available chairs and floor space had been taken up by little creatures, moles, mice, squirrels and hedgehogs. They watched in silence as an ancient squirrel, silver-haired and bent with age from long seasons, banked up the fire with two beech logs. He turned slowly, and shooing two very young mice from his armchair, the aged squirrel sat, a twinkle in his eye, as he watched his audience.
"Sit still. Be good, my dibbons. The special breakfast will soon be here. Listen for the knock now. My ears don't work very well these days."
The little ones, who were collectively known as dibbons, cupped paws about their ears, listening intently. All that could be heard was the spattering rain on the windows and the wind mourning its dirge around the outside walls. The knock came upon the door, like a spell being broken. A bass-voiced mole babe stood up shouting,
"Hurr, Abbey breakfast!"
Several of the young ones had to force the door open against the gale. A fat old hedgehog backed himself inside, pulling a trolley loaded with a cauldron, wooden bowls and spoons. No sooner was he inside than the wind whipped the door shut with a loud slam. Shaking rainwater from his venerable grey spikes, the hedgehog lifted the cauldron lid. A delicious aroma from the steaming vessel caused cries of delight. He wiped the corners of his eyes on a spotted kerchief and winked at his companion in the armchair.
"Pearl Queen pudding, messmate. Nothing like it on a cold, wet day. Come on, me little mateys. Pass these bowls and spoons around while it's still nice and hot."
All that could be heard was the scrape of spoon upon bowl as they sat eating breakfast. The ancient squirrel finished his portion and ruffled the ears of a mouse sitting on the chair arm.
"You enjoying that, Gerald?"
The little mouse licked his spoon.
"Pale Queen pudding's nice. What's in it?"
"Ask me mate. He made it."
The old hedgehog cleared the dibbons from his armchair on the other side of the hearth and sat down chuckling, his huge stomach shaking like a bowl of jelly.
"I'll tell you what's in Pearl Queen pudding, young Gerald. Anything a beast can lay his paws on. Apples, nuts, berries, plums and memories. Lots of memories. Ain't that right, messmate?"
The squirrel's eyes shone as he gazed into the fire.
"Aye, that's right. Memories. Long seasons gone, and high old summers that never fade from our minds."
The bass-voiced mole babe looked up from his second helping.
"Do that mean he gonna tell us in his tale, sir?"
he asked.
"Well, there's nothing else to do in weather like this,"
said the ancient squirrel as he put aside his bowl and spoon.
"Aye, I'll tell you a story, but my mate will have to help me out in parts, because it's a very long tale."
Gerald was licking his bowl, but he popped his head out to say,
"Did you make it up, sir?"
The squirrel shook his grizzled head vigorously.
"Make it up? Indeed not. No, young fellow, this story is true. 'Tis not just my story. It belongs to many creatures. I gathered their own bits from each one of them."
The hedgehog in the armchair opposite nodded.
"Aye, though it would have never happened but for one. A mouse called Joseph the Bellmaker, for the dream was his."
Outside, the rain flattened young grass and the wind rattled leafless branches that were trying hard to put out small buds. A delicately thin icicle tinkled from the gatehouse roof like the last tear of winter. Inside, the ruddy firelight gleamed on the young faces, each one watching the ancient squirrel as he leaned forward and began the story.